So the conversation continues about drawing talent, growing the population in the state of Michigan, which is something that has been woefully lacking. Those are the key topics. And you heard in the discussion with Eric and Adi, they talked about the dysfunction of government right now. And part of that dysfunction is we do not have a long-range, equitable, and sustainable infrastructure plan. The political infighting, the brinksmanship, the gamesmanship has not yet allowed that to happen. And it doesn't matter, it seems, who's in charge. One of those who is sitting by the roadside watching this is Rob Coppersmith, who is the Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. It's great to have you here, and thank you for your sponsorship of our coverage up here.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
We're
happy to do it.
It's really important.
Yeah.
And I think, I hope we're delivering on what needs to be done to talk about the policies that are going to impact the people in our audience. When we talk infrastructure, I think our brains automatically default to roads. And I'm not sure I see the connection between roads and population growth, other than if we start growing population, we're already seem to be under capacity in terms, especially if we talk about growing urban centers.
Yeah.
So where is that nexus? Because you're part of the Michigan, you know, this council that they're talking about that will address this.
Well, you know, the word infrastructure has been extrapolated out over the past few years. I never thought that it would need cable TV and other things in the past. And
digital internet.
Yeah, digital internet and all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm kind of simple. It usually means roads, bridges, and water and sewer. But
maybe a dam here and there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Touche. But, you know, I think that it has slowly become all of that over time, because those systems are delivered through, you know, internet through the ground, hopefully more of it through the ground, so that we don't have the outages that we've been experiencing, and, you know, same with electrical and all of that. So
there is a piece in your portfolio, in MIDA's portfolio, that is electrical. And it was interesting, and I'm going to be having Nolan Finley on a little bit later, because he broke the news, that it sounds like the folks at DTE are maybe making a subtle shift away from what was a pretty firm position that, well, we don't think burying the lines is very cost-effective. It sounds like they're kind of entertaining that idea maybe a little bit more. That's pretty important, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's important for several different ways. Obviously, for public safety, with the electrical lines being overhead, it'd be nice for them to be buried. And then just if they build it properly, you can put conduits in that can accommodate growth and other things. And, you know, of course, we've got the people that would love to do that work too, so I think it's a win-win-win for all around. But, of course, all of the things that we need cost money. So I don't get to do his math, but, you know, we think that it's a smart choice or move.
How important is good infrastructure to drawing people and drawing new business?
Oh, I think it's critical. If you are out of state and you move to Michigan and you're trying to relocate your family and you're looking around and you're going to pick.
If your first impression is some of these interchanges that we have, you're not going to draw too many people.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody feels that difference when you drive on a freshly paved road with a new sidewalk next to it, with some good looking streetscaping and all of that kind of stuff. So I do think it makes a difference in if a person would relocate or come back.
I also think it says something about sound government and best practices. You know, it's kind of like getting the trains to run on time, right?
Right.
But in this case, if you can get the roads right, it says, you know, to some extent, our friends down in Ohio have done a better job, and in Indiana, and it does reflect on the overall picture of governance.
Well, I'll show my age a little bit. I've been around long enough to see the Blanchard administration and other things like that. And so we go from a bonding program with Blanchard to a bonding program with Engler to Granholm proposing 3 cents a year for 3 years that gets shot down for a gas tax to a bonding program. Schneider gives us 7.2 cents and says it's a small down payment on a bigger problem. And then our governor came out of the gate real strong. You know, we got into a bonding program because that wasn't. So I think our leadership at the top has always recognized that we need to do more in this area for the state of Michigan.
Okay, so frame the need. And we heard the term equitable and sustainable. What would be a sustainable stipend or an increase now in our road funding package?
Well, our PSC report identifies a $3.9 billion annual shortfall just based on our current system without anticipating growth, that type of thing. So obviously that translates to maybe a much larger number in the future, but we've got to reverse this train right now because we're on a plane that's headed toward the ground.
And yet we've seen improvement. I mean, we've seen improvement from that bonding program. I think we
absolutely
went from maybe 44% of fair to poor to 34% fair to poor. That's a significant shift.
Yeah, and, you know, we went from, what, a D minus to a D? So.
Well, I would have told my parents that was improvement when I was in school, but they didn't buy it then, and I don't think anybody's buying it now.
Well, and I think it's important to understand that the bonding program has been great, and the additional dollars from the federal government have been great, but the $3.9 billion shortfall incorporates those dollars.
I've only got a minute left, but there's another word here, and that's equitable. Right now, so many people in my audience say, hey, I'm paying for the roads every time I fill up. What about the guy in the Tesla next to me? He's not, you know, he may pay a higher registration. I think it's unconscionable that we haven't solved that piece yet.
Yeah, I think, you know, I do think that when I use the word equitable and what we're talking about, I want to anticipate any type of vehicle that might come out. I don't care if your car runs on grape juice,
hydrogen.
As long as it's paying the hydrogen,
right.
Whatever else. We should all be paying a fair process to, you know, fair price to drive on our roads.
We're all driving on the same pavement. And with various degrees of weight.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to pay their fair share.
And even if you don't have a car, how many Amazon trucks back up to your house every day?
So. Very, very, very true. Rob, thanks so much.
Thanks, Guy.
You're on News Talk 760 WJR.